Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Special 7 Rounds in Heaven episode. That's right, folks. We're back. This is Rob. That's AJ. AJ, say something.
Did I do it right?
We're reporting live from the backyard brawl, kind of.
It's on TV, yeah.
It's on TV. Neither of us are in either of those states that are playing.
Or even in our own backyard, I don't think. No.
I could be.
I'm facing that direction, but not there.
Of course, we are giving you our week one picks and previews. Our classic My 5 and AJ's One Short of a Six Pack, a way better name that I'll never live down. We are brought to you by Sports Drink, who is flying AJ out this weekend to Atlanta to report live on the sideline from Oregon, Georgia.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
AJ will only be focusing on Bo Nix.
I'm doing the Bo report, as I like to call it.
The Bo cast.
Yeah, I'll be following around, actually documenting his whole time at Oregon, actually.
Very cool.
So stay tuned for the Bowcast weekly, dropping on Sports Drink.
I went back and I found my record for my picks last year against the spread. Regular season only, because the bowl games are the bowl games. But I went 44-26-1.
You had a really good year. I remember that. I think I cracked 500 at the end. You kicked my ass last year.
I was laser focused last year. This year I'm not.
You're sloppy.
Yeah, I didn't feel great. Well, obviously, as we go in picking from the week one games, there's three pretty major games, two massive games, three major games with top 25 matchups. And it felt wrong, especially in week one, not to pick all three of them regardless of the spread.
Yeah, I think realistically, I probably wouldn't touch Georgia or the Ohio State game.
No, it's too big.
And then the battle in the swamp, I don't know, but yeah.
You know what they say? Bet the NFL early in the year and the college football late. We don't know enough about these teams. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of turnover at all these programs. Like Georgia is obviously coming off the national championship, but they just fueled the NFL draft. Bo Nix is at Oregon. Maybe he's good now. probably not. But yeah, so I feel like it's risky to bet college football early, as we know so little. But it's a good week one.
It's a really good week one. But also, yeah, going back to your previous point, I feel like this time last year, I was fairly confident on taking Clemson over Georgia in the Chick-fil-A kickoff, wherever the fuck it was. And now that looks stupid, but it's a fucking great week one. I mean,
even that game was way closer theoretically than
it should have been. Yeah,
but we knew by the end of the year.
Yeah, that's 100%. Because like Clemson played them tight for like the first two quarters at least.
Yeah, Clemson played great defense all game.
Wasn't it like 17-9? Like it was a low scoring.
Yeah,
it was slogger knocker. Yeah, yeah. I mean, this is a hell of a week though. Like I almost like that Cincy Arkansas game snuck up on me. It's like I didn't even really like take that in. That's a hell of a ball game. Imagine if that was last year though.
It's getting massively overshadowed just because obviously Georgia's playing Oregon at the same time and then Notre Dame, Ohio State later that night. But
that's like the best second really screen game you can ask for.
Oh yeah, it's especially just for pure fun. I mean, since he's last year at the G5 level, and I feel like Arkansas is everyone's secret favorite team.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, pig suey, baby. One thing I do wish is that Utah Florida game was like at a different time. But like, what other?
I wish one of these games, specifically Utah-Florida, because I get the other games are massive Saturday games. Utah-Florida feels like it should be a Friday night game.
Ooh, Friday night in the swamp for that game? That would have been a hell of a lot of fun.
Exactly. Like, as we record this on Thursday evening, watching Penn State-Purdue and the backyard brawl. Like, tomorrow isn't great. Like, I guess I'm going to be watching Western Michigan and Michigan State.
Yeah.
And then TCU Colorado. Maybe if I feel like getting weird, I'll watch some Illinois Indiana. But yeah, there's like nothing. Like you could miss, you could just not watch a game tomorrow and you'd be fine.
Yeah, totally. Or Utah Florida Sunday night.
Sorry, LSU Florida State.
Yeah, that's like the.
I also hate that Monday night's the Clemson Georgia Tech game just because like. It's not a good game.
No, it's like if those games were scheduled a decade ago, it's like, yeah, we're getting excited, but not this year.
Yeah, so that because that Utah, I think, and I'll get to that in a bit, I think Utah's going to handle it, but it's still an interesting game because it's Billy Napier's debut and this maybe the best Utah team Kyle Whittingham's had.
We'll get there, yeah. I think we're both making that pick. I think we're sticking to the big four for our five, and then a goofy one, or one we like, I think, right?
Yes. And can I just say, I talked about the Big Ten quarterbacks on last episode. Mm-hmm. I'm bumping Aiden O'Connell up a whole round grade. Big completion here on
I told you, man.
Sick. Boilermaker up. Okay. I'm not picking any of the noon games. I know you're picking one.
I got a nooner. Yep, I got a nooner.
I'm interested in what that will be because... The noon slate's not great. We're actually getting together, and we're going to have Colorado State, Michigan as our main game because you're a Michigan fan, and also just because there's not a whole lot else to watch.
Yeah, I think the second best game is that UNC App State game, which is interesting.
Definitely interesting.
I think if I had to put some money down, I'm taking App State.
Is that your pick?
No, it's not. I'm just throwing that one out there.
Okay, App State. It's Tar Heels are minus one.
Give me App State at home, man. Give me App State at home.
I kind of think so too. I mean,
UNC, they didn't look
UNC
good.
They didn't beat Florida. Shorthanded Florida A&M as badly as they should.
No, they didn't look very good. But no, I do bring that game up because I'm staying in state for my official first pick of the year here.
Ooh.
NC State minus 11.5 at ECU. I feel like that's free money. I feel like the Wolfpack are going to go take care of business.
Now I'm going to tell you something. I know I'm the NC State guy.
Yeah.
I got a feeling NC State could be fraudulent and drop that one.
I think NC State's overrated and overplaced in the top 25. Like they're what, 12, I think. But the 11.5 points. The PDC by two touchdowns. Come on. I know that's a funky road game for NC State, by the way, but they go in and take care. Like ECU's not that, like there's not that much in the cupboard there.
Holton Allers, CJ Johnson, Keaton Mitchell. I like ECU a little bit.
Side bet? Are we side betting this one, me and you?
Yeah. Let's just place a ton of side bets.
Okay. Yeah, that's it. Is this the year of the side bet for us?
Any game that happens in either of the Carolinas, we'll side bet on.
I like it. We'll be in person again, so maybe we'll tweet our live side bets out.
Okay, so your first official pick.
NC State. Minus 11.5. 11? 11.5. Okay. Yep.
Do you think Michigan covers a 31 against Jay Norvell?
They should. I'm afraid of it. If it was last year, absolutely. But I love Norvell. I'm a little worried that they don't. But they really should. They really should.
Okay. Let's move. You don't have another noon game, right?
Nope.
The big boys at 3:30.
Yep.
Or are you wagering on this Bowling Green UCLA 2:30 game?
Fucking hell. That sounds like. That's a trap game. Like, there's no win game, even if you win, in my opinion.
Okay, let's start with Georgia and Oregon in Atlanta. Dogs minus 17, 53.5 total, 330 ABC. I feel like you can't not take Georgia despite all the turnover. It's just new staff at Oregon. We don't totally know what we're getting there yet. Bo Nix isn't good.
Nope.
Oregon also has a ton of turnover at their skill positions. I think that defense is going to be really good. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game, but I still see Georgia winning this game 26-3 type of game. Like I just don't think Oregon's going to be able to put up points, even with all that turnover for Georgia. They still have Jalen Carter. They still have Kelee Ringo.
Nolan Smith.
They have three of the best defensive players in the 2023 NFL draft. So I think Oregon's going to be good under Dan Lanning. I think that defense could be good, and I think they've got a real chance to win the Pac-12 still. I just not winning this one.
I completely agree. And I think if you're going to put money on this, though, I think the smart bet's the under.
Oh, yeah, I'm with you on that all day.
Like that's the money playing this game. Like you said earlier, week one's just such a bitch, but I totally agree. I don't see that Oregon offense moving the ball. You know, Bo Nix has played Georgia before. Like, I have zero confidence in Lanning's first game there. That's just too much of a... Like, I mean, it works out perfect, but really poor for the Ducks. I agree with you. It's just too much dog, but I still probably wouldn't touch it.
No, we just don't know enough. But I just don't know how Oregon's gonna score points.
Sure. I don't think they're going to. Yeah, so give me the Bulldogs. That's a lot of points, but no, I'm still taking them.
Well, I assume we're both taking the other 3:30 game on ESPN. Number 23 Cincinnati at number 19 Arkansas. The Razorbacks 6.5 point favorites. 52 is the total. This is tough. I mean, they're both kind of media darlings. There's a ridiculous amount of turnover at Cincinnati.
Yeah.
New quarterback. They lose the marquee names on defense. Sauce Gardner, Kobe Bryant, Myjai Sanders, Darian Beavers, your guy. I'm taking Arkansas -6.5. But it wouldn't surprise me if Luke Fickell comes in and steals this one.
Yeah, I feel the same way. But I just think, like, first of all, this is going to be such, a head basher. This is going to be a hell of a football game. But, yeah, just the SEC talent of Arky. You know, KJ Jefferson's just a ton of fun.
There's a lot of transfers in this game. Obviously, Cincinnati with Ben Bryan at quarterback. Yeah. But Arkansas brought in both Maxion King, Matt Landers from Toledo, and Jaden Hazelwood from Oklahoma. So they just get those two inserted into an already pretty interesting offense with a strong offensive line in KJ.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's a really interesting team.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think Fickle's got them. They'll be feisty. Like, this will be a close game, but with all the loss at Cincy, it's hard for them to go into an SEC stadium and pull out a win week one.
And I think this will be a lower scoring game just because I think that Cincy defense is still going to be good. Yep. They got guys like Juwan Briggs. They've got Deshaun Pace, Arquan Bush. We talked about, yep, Javon Hicks. Like, those are NFL talent. But the Arky defense has been so hard-nosed over yep, Sam Pittman's time. And I think Jalen Catalone's poised for a big bounce-back year. And they brought in Drew Sanders at linebacker with Alabama transfer, who by all accounts is set to be a big riser in the draft process.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. I mean, Ben Bryant's fun. He's not bad, but I just can't see him moving the ball too much. Especially, he's been there, obviously, but his first game starting there is, I don't know.
Yeah, I think he's going to be a very good G5 quarterback for them, but he's not a big enough college football quarterback playmaker, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and I don't know, KJ Jefferson KJ Jefferson's freaky, and I think we as a country, Canada specifically, is sleeping on him.
How much do you think the Hogs win this one by?
I think it'll be say 30-21.
I was going to say more like 24-14.
Okay. So okay. Remember, the Cincinnati's got some speedsters at receiver too.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of athletic talent at receiver in this game. Do you have any other 3:30s?
Nope. I'm on to the 7 o'clock hour.
Okay. What do you got at 7?
I got that Utah Florida game, which I think is like, if it wasn't, you know, if week one wasn't loaded, that'd be such an interesting ball game, man. Like,
that's why we needed it to be Friday night.
Yeah. Yeah. Like that also, Utah. Go ahead. Sorry.
Who let Florida schedule Utah?
Yeah. Good question. I don't know.
It was probably a decade ago, but still, it was so stupid.
It really is. I mean, that Utah team is damn good. I mean, rising at QB. I mean, the running backs. Like, look, going into the swamp is a fucking tall task. It's a tall task for any team. But, their first game, the first game with the new staff, it's only 3 points. I'm going to take the Utes.
I'm taking the Utes. That Utah team, is the Pac-12's hope at a college football playoff.
For sure, yeah.
That, I mean, it's a classic Utah team. They got two NFL backs.
Yeah.
They've got at least one NFL tight end. Just a mauling offensive line. A loaded front seven. And Clark NFL Phillips, talent on the back end. Yeah. Clark Phillips. Cole Bishop. We talked about him as a true freshman last year.
Yeah.
Like, they just, I think their biggest thing, I think, is finding a playmaker at receiver. But even if they don't, like, Cam Rising just operates that offense very efficiently, and they run the hell out of the ball.
I think one of two things are going to happen here, or maybe even both. Either Utah comes in and puts a stamp on it, it's like, yeah, we're a big boy this year, which is what I expect. Or on the flip side, Florida pulls it off, and it's like, hello, Anthony Richardson. I mean,
yeah.
Hello again, Anthony Richardson. We know he's a baller, but...
Yeah, it's really, I think, Anthony Richardson's going to have to put the team on his back. And defensively, they'll need Jervon Dexter and Brenton Cox, who are both NFL talents, to kind of ball out to stop the run.
It's a good football game. I think that, like, it's a fun matchup. Kind of like, I don't know, like differently run programs, but like almost like similarly built, like with the talent right now.
I think what's going to happen is it'll be a tight one into the half. But then, like, Utah will just keep pounding away and eventually kind of shatter the game.
Yeah. Yeah, you got a score prediction?
I'm going to go... I keep going under here. I'm thinking kind of like 27-21.
I was
going
to say 28-24. I think it's going to stay tight.
Like, I think Anthony Richardson's going to show out. I just... Mm-hmm. There's maybe not quite enough around him, and I think the offensive line is a question outside of Osiris Torrance.
Yeah. Okay, before we get to the big one, I want to hear your surprise game here.
Have you done one yet?
Yeah, I'm done.
Oh,
yeah,
yours was the noon. Oh, yeah. Right. Okay, so I like to always mix a G5 into it, and we got a really good G5 game. On ESPM Plus at 7, Army at Coastal Carolina.
Yeah, I was going to mention this game.
And I'm almost upset this game's happening week one and kind of buried with all this other, like, these are two teams that could be in the top 25 by year's end.
Yeah,
two of the probably five best G5 programs. I mean, Army is a little up and down just because there's always so much kind of turnover at the academies.
Yeah.
But I think if this was like the Friday night game, all that's Twitter a perfect, be going nuts.
It's a perfect Friday night game.
And I was kind of surprised. Deshaunt's at home on the what
surf
do we call
turf?
That turf? Surf turf, thank you. They're only 2-point favorites.
Yeah, agreed.
And the thing that makes this kind of even more upsetting to me, because Army, I feel like a good academy, it's almost like you can always take them plus the points.
Mm.
But Coastal's one of the rare teams that they know how to defend the triple option.
It's true.
They do it in practice every day, but the triple option they defend can throw it better too. And it's a little more spread out. And so I think this Coastal team's going to know how to play Army. And then offensively, I mean, Grayson McCall's one of the best players in the G5. They bring Sam Pinckney over from Georgia State. They get them like a true ball winner at X. They have Braden Bennett and Reese White back at running back. That's one of the best G5 back tandems. Truly, I just think it comes down to, can Coastal slow Andre Carter down? And once they do that, like, I see this being a easy Coastal win.
I do too. And this, I think this is, if I play a real Betty, this is going to be on my picks here. I like this Coastal team too. I was going to mention this game for like a fun game that like I like too, but just didn't make my short my six pack. I like that one.
It should have been not hidden, but on ESPM Plus during these other games.
Yeah.
Okay. Finally, let's get to the big one. 7:30 p.m. ABC. No. 5 Notre Dame at No. 2 Ohio State. The return of Marcus Freeman. Buckeyes are 17-point favorites, a 58.5 total. It's a big spread, but like Georgia, Oregon, I think you have to take the Buckeyes. The Notre Dame's too much of a unknown with a new coaching staff in place, or like kind of new coaching staff in place. New quarterback in Tyler Buchner. Ohio State's just so ridiculously loaded. all over that offense, not just with Stroud and JSN. Like, they've got Trevion Henderson, they've got Marvin Harrison, they've got an offensive line with tons of NFL talent. I just think, even if Ohio State's defense is bad under Jim Knowles, I think they're just going to hang like 40 on Notre Dame.
I am kind of surprised the line is this big, and that's not because I think it should be lower. I just, like, it's Notre Dame. They're constantly overrated. You know, Marcus Freeman's finally got this program fun. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just surprised that, like, there's not more, you know, middle America Catholic money coming in on this game, pushing this line down. You know what I mean? Yeah. or the big, you know, whatever, the ESPN money. I agree with you. I think the pick is Ohio State minus 17. The real battle is Isaiah Foskey against those tackles in, like, that's in Jones and Johnson. Like, that's the highlight of this game. Fun too. We just talked about, you know, Josh Proctor and Hickman, them going up against Michael Mayer. That's a ton of fun on the flip side of the ball. But Mayer's probably the best player, and Foskey are the best players on that team. I don't think they're, you know, two touchdowns close to Ohio State, though. Just like you said, what they throw down. Buckner's fun, but, like, C.J. Stroud's maybe the best quarterback in the draft. Like, they just, yeah.
We just don't know enough about Buckner yet. Like, I think,
yeah,
kind of similarly to Oregon's defense, I think it's going to be, their defense can be really good by the end of the year. I think this Notre Dame offense becomes really interesting because they do have players all over that O-line, too. It's just, Buckner's a true sophomore, kind of getting his first start at Ohio State in the opener.
Yeah.
I think this game's gonna be more interesting for the NFL draft matchups than the actual end result.
Agreed. Yeah. But,
like, you already touched on some, and I think, like, yeah, Cam Hart against JSN or Marvin Harrison or Julian Fleming. Like, maybe the most interesting part will be just finding out how good this Ohio State defense can be. Could it be good enough for them to be a true championship contender? Will the young, like, true sophomores take a step up, like Denzel Burke, like Jack Sawyer, JT? But yeah, I don't know. I just don't think Notre Dame can slow Ohio State down. I think having a true sophomore quarterback, I don't think he's ready to keep up with Stroud. And they just, like, Michael Meyer's the best tight end in the country, no doubt. I think Chris Tyree's a pretty good running back.
Yeah.
But they just lost Avery Davis to injury at receiver, and they don't have, like, a game breaker there.
No, not at all. Not at all. I mean, yeah, I think this is going to be like a 38-14 Ohio State win.
I think it'll be bigger, AJ. I think it's going to be 52-17.
All right.
Notre Dame being fifth is kind of shocking to me.
Yeah, they don't deserve it. That's why it's also shocking that, like, they are fifth and then the spread's this big.
Yeah, Vegas doesn't respect that ranking.
No, not really. Okay, before we go, I'm gonna ask you one question, and maybe you have a question for me. This is on the spot, so get the schedule open. What's your, like, upset special of the week? Like, outright, big time, like, you know, small school, whatever, like, beating a big boy.
Just to specify what you mean, does it have to be a ranked team beating, or sorry, an unranked team beating a ranked team, or maybe it's an FCS beating an FBS? Like, what are we talking?
Either or, whatever.
Either
you
of
have.
Those two options. Yeah. All right. I think South Dakota State's gonna.
Yeah.
Like, I know, like, Iowa likes to be weird. Iowa will win 10 games and then win 6. Like, Iowa's kind of, I don't know, that South Dakota State team's really loaded. I think that's going to be, maybe they don't actually come through on it, but I think at halftime, everyone will be like, there's not a lot going on. Let's switch to this game because it's shockingly close. Yeah. I think that's a really interesting one.
Me too. I that's my pick too. If I had to make a pick, that is my pick. In draft terms, Tucker Kraft against that linebacker group and Jack Campbell, that's a fun matchup. But no, I think that's the pick. And it's classic. Like, that's a classic upset week one.
Like, North Dakota's going to beat Nebraska, but no one's going to care.
Nah, that's fine.
Houston UTSA is a sneaky good game that's kind of hidden at 3:30 too, eh?
Yeah, that's a good one. Like the West Coast, like Southwest games are kind of weird. Like that San Diego State, Arizona game. Like there's some weird ones out there.
James Madison's favored in their first official
game at
the FBS level.
I saw that. Who are they playing again?
They're playing Middle Tennessee.
That's poor Middle Tennessee. I don't know. The Sunday night game and the Monday night game aren't as fun as they should be, and I think that's it. I think that's all I got to say about week one.
I'm just seeing if I can give you one more
upset.
Sorry, Penn State's going for it on fourth down. I had to watch it. Louisville Syracuse is like a kind of interesting game.
It's not a bad game. Louisville's favorite at the Carrier Dome.
You know what's a really good game that no one's gonna talk about except for people on Twitter, who stay up late. Boise State, Oregon State's a perfect 10:30
game. That's a good football game. That's a really good football game. It's a great test for both teams.
Okay, finally, before we go, do you think LSU beats Florida State? LSU's favored by 3 at home, Death Valley.
Yeah. No, actually, I think they're playing in New Orleans.
Are they?
Oh. Yeah.
Neutral site?
But not really. In Death Valley, I take the Tigers, no problem, I think. I'm still gonna take LSU.
Okay, more importantly, who wins more games this year? Florida State under Norvell or LSU under the raging Cajun himself, Brian Kelly?
It's a tough question. I'm going to lean LSU, but I don't know.
But both finish unranked.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to say Florida State wins 7, LSU wins 8.
Okay. I think
both fan bases are pissed.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Good work, AJ. I'll talk to you when we do our SEC show, and then, of course, our week one takes will be coming.